For decades, Michael Worster has been a key presence on Pittsburgh's literary scene as a poet, advocate, and educator. Now, Worster has published his fourth poetry collection, his first on a major press. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has this profile.
It's a Monday night at the Brentwood Library, and in a fluorescent-lit back room, a dozen poets sit at tables in a big U. This is the Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange's monthly workshop, where poets critique each other's work.
Pink was never so pale as this shade.
Shaheen Dill reads her short poem, A Hint of Pink.
This hint of slivered radish on a plate, translucent, glowing, a glimmer of flame.
First to comment is Michael Worster, who co-founded the workshop 45 years ago and still leads it. His critiques are concise.
If this were my poem,
you would make it shorter.
Here's what I would do. I would eliminate the third line, and I would retitle the poem A Glimmer of Flame. I love those first two lines, by the way. I think they're terrific.
Worster is 78 and walks with a cane. He's a quiet, bemused presence who for nearly half a century has nurtured Pittsburgh's poetry community. His stature was evident in early May when about 100 people came to Carnegie Lecture Hall to hear him read from his new book, titled Even Then. Joan Bauer, now a retired English teacher, was about 50 when she first attended Worster's workshop.
He was the person who really encouraged me because I had not written poetry since I was about 17.
Bauer herself became a force in local poetry as co-organizer of the long-running Hemingway's Summer Poetry Series. Worster grew up mainly in Iowa and loved poetry from an early age. When he moved to Pittsburgh in 1964, he says, he was selling encyclopedias door to door.
And one thing that I finally realized was that sales and poetry were not compatible. Being a salesman is not something you can turn on and off.
Changing course, he organized his life around poetry, the time to read, write, and teach it. In 1971, he took an office job as a welfare caseworker, a position he'd retire from some three decades later. Worster staged poetry readings, including one by August Wilson, before Wilson left town to seek his fortune as a playwright. Worster also worked to bridge the divide between the academic poets at Pittsburgh's universities and self-taught poets, like himself.
He moved in both kinds of circles.
Judith Vollmer is an award-winning poet who teaches at the University of Pittsburgh-Greensburg and has known Worster since the mid-70s.
He's a mediator in that way, an artistic mediator.
Worster also taught poetry for 17 years at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. As a poet, Worster has issued three collections on small presses. Even Then is on the University of Pittsburgh Press, his biggest publisher yet, and a real distinction for a poet not employed by a university. Worster's poetry is sometimes straightforward, recounting things like amusing anecdotes set on the South Side where he lives. But many of his poems are much stranger. Here he reads one titled Poetry Song.
See one holy thing. The bells, maternal sleeplessness, the long pink feathers. Go immediately, but dubious, faithful, never dropping away. It creeps into everything, so bright it hurts. Rife from a poet's language, poetry, song, and your smooth skin. Days of my steps on the earth.
There's something about his work, really, that is singular in American poetry.
That's Judith Vollmer, the poet. She compares his poems to cantilevers.
They're very dreamy, and you can lose yourself in one line, and then you're into the next sphere almost. So it's like changing your brain.
Worster cites a range of models, from Wallace Stevens and the Beats to the Surrealists.
Because surrealism, for the reader, involves the unexpected, and I like that.
Worster said he doesn't worry people won't understand his poems.
If the poem is a good poem, then some people will get it and some people won't. I would hope that there would be a psychological unity to poems that are difficult so that people are affected by them.
After all, he doesn't always understand them himself, he said at his reading in May.
So when we think about all these poems that don't make a lot of sense, we think that it's perhaps some sort of secret code or secret language. Someday I'll figure out what it's saying to me.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.